All right, Richard, what did you have a chance to drive?
So I had a little bit different of a vehicle, but a 2024 Toyota RAV4, Dad. There's not really any changes on this model year from the one that they, I guess, from previous generations. This is part of the generation introduced in 2019. Some speculation that they may actually be changing this car in 2025 or 2026, depending on kind of what you're looking. I will say this. Whether they redesigned it in 2019, it looks phenomenal. It looks fantastic. This was the TRD off-road trim, which obviously gives you a little bit more functionality that way, a little bit bigger tires, a little bit more clearance, a few extra features that way. $42,000, Dad, which is really hard. You're hard-pressed these days to find a all-wheel drive, sort of not super large, but kind of that mid-size SUV where you can go anywhere, do anything you're looking to do. This still only has a naturally aspirated engine, right? You don't have any of the turbos or hybrids, which I know some people are looking forward to, Dad, but other people may not want to mess with all of that other stuff.
Right.
They may just want to keep it simple. And the RAV4, for as much as we talk about Toyota and kind of the way they just keep stuff simple and they don't overcomplicate things, this is the vehicle for them. And actually, since there hasn't been a whole lot of changes, you've recently driven the RAV4, right, since they've changed
it. Love the car.
And it's one of your more favorite
cars. Oh, absolutely. Anytime I get people asking for all the different models of vehicles, even on used sides of things, tough vehicle to beat. It holds its value extremely well. Great longevity. You know, like any other vehicle, and I'll have somebody, I'm sure, call me or tell me, well, you know, I had this problem. Every vehicle could have problems that are built by men and machines, and the reality is, yes, some things are going to slip through the cracks, and it's just what happens. But on the par, Richard, this is a pretty tough vehicle to beat.
Just for all of the things, does it have the best technology in the segment? No. Does it have some of the best features in the segment? No. But the reliability is second to none. The price is hard to beat. This TRD off-road version, about $42,000. You can actually get a XLE Prime or an XLE version, Dad, for about $30,000, which is really hard to beat on a new car side of things, right? In terms of kind of being under that $35,000 mark. So
right.
This is one of my favorite cars, especially if you're a new family, starting a family, or maybe you don't have that many kids anymore. You're just looking for that car here in Colorado that you can get out in the snow. You don't have to worry about the elements. You can drive this thing with, honestly, minimal maintenance, minimal upkeep, that sort of thing. And it really is going to work well. It's, again, it's got simple stuff in the cabin. It's got doesn't have the most updated tech inside of it, but that's not necessarily a bad thing, right? It's simple
right.
to use,
Good point.
Easy to operate, and it's got four full-size seats, technically five, with a nice, you know, kind of trunk space, but you can fit two car seats in here, forward-facing and rear-facing, for those of you that are curious, and it does have a lot of room. So what I will say, I encourage folks, check these out, Dad, because they are on dealer lots. I've seen them. This was an army green color, which some of you may or may not be a fan of. I kind of was a fan. It really gave it a nice rugged appearance, in my opinion. So with that being said, I encourage folks, check it out. Head to your local Toyota dealership. And when you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.